Welcome back, everyone, for another edition of The Good Stuff. Mike and Kim Burge along with you, and reminding you, if you have something to share, send it to kimhburge@gmail.com. I'm going to start things off by sharing some information about something coming up in Deadwood, South Dakota. It's the 102nd Annual Days of 76 Rodeo. Big, big celebration here. It's going to be PRCA Rodeo, 7 p.m., Wednesday the 24th through Saturday the 27th. For tickets, go to daysof76.com. Don't forget the steer roping, barrel racing, slack, and everything else that goes along with it, like the parades on Friday and Saturday. Days of 76, starting July 21st.
And Tri-State Livestock News. You know, they're not flashy. They're not full color, all fancy magazine type, glossy. No, they focus on what matters, providing you with the latest in agriculture news. And you know what? Readers appreciate that. They come to Tri-State Livestock News for one thing, valuable, timely information about the industry. I'm sure you'll embrace their rancher style once you see the content. Check them out online at tsln.com, Tri-State Livestock News. It's what ranchers read.
I could just give you a website here, visitvalentine.com, and tell you to go to that, and it would probably be everything you need to know about Cherry County, Nebraska, as far as visiting. So the Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board opens the door and says, check it out. 50 things to do, the Niobrara Scenic River, International Dark Skies, Quiet Trail International, all of that is at visitvalentine.com. Days remembered, a cup of Norwegian coffee on a winter afternoon. Although the roads were open, they were difficult. Mrs. Farmwife and her 4-year-old daughter had not been to town or out and about for some time. Mr. Farmer stepped in the kitchen and invited, "I'm going to town for some things. You and Leanne want to ride along and have coffee with Ethel and Helen?" They were soon bundled up and loaded in the pickup. The little girl held a carton of eggs securely on her lap, a little present for Ethel and Helen. Mr. Farmer waited in the driveway until Ethel answered the door and they walked inside. Leanne held out the carton of eggs. Ethel and Helen had both celebrated birthdays before this time, but Helen was the elder sister. Both widowed, they shared their home and hours with each other. "What do we have here?" questioned Ethel with a smile. The small girl reached up with the carton. Ethel took the carton. Now Helen had walked into the room to share the great excitement. Ethel opened the carton and looked at brown, cream-colored, and white eggs and one blue egg. "One of our chickens lays a blue egg," explained the little girl. "Oh, Ethel, I want to do something special." Helen was reaching into the cupboard and carefully brought out a small to medium-sized blue pottery bowl. The two old ladies and the little girl stood by the table and unpacked the eggs and carefully laid them in the bowl. The blue egg was on top. "Oh, sister, isn't that pretty? Let's set it on the table to the other room so that we can enjoy them. We'll put them in the refrigerator later." Ethel said, "It's time for coffee." As she made the coffee, Helen set the bowl on the middle of the round dining room table. Helen picked out 3 coffee cups from the china cabinet and 1 very small china cup and saucer for Leanne. Ethel carried in the coffee pot and cream pitcher of milk. Helen assembled a plate of sugar cookies. Ethel talked to the little girl. "I want to show you how to enjoy Norwegian coffee. I'm sure you'll like it. Pour your cup half full of milk." The little girl carefully followed directions. Then Ethel filled her cup with very black coffee. "Now take your spoon and stir in 1 spoon of sugar." Leanne did and stirred her Norwegian coffee. "Now stir it carefully and taste it." A bright smile lit up the little girl's face as she tasted. "I learned to make Norwegian coffee from my mother. It is always black and strong, but you are just the right age to learn to drink Norwegian coffee, just like you are today." The sugar cookies were crisp and good. Conversation flowed, and once again she talked to the little girl. "When your dad was a boy, he came to our house with my son, John. He liked cookies, and so did John." Helen said, "Ethel, those fresh eggs are so pretty. Let's each have a boiled egg for supper with slices of your good bread. That would be perfect," said Ethel. They heard the back door open and Farmer walk in. Ethel walked up to him, shared a hug, and said, "Don't you want a cookie and some coffee?" "Ethel," he said, "you look like $1 million. "That's just how much I have," she replied. "Now, it's time for coffee." When they were ready to leave, Ethel took the little cup and saucer and washed it out, dried it with a towel, and carefully wrapped the cup and saucer in napkins and set them in a very small box. She handed the box to Leanne and said, "Now, you know how to enjoy Norwegian coffee, and you need the cup and saucer. Somewhere in western Minnesota, if you find the right town and the right house and the right china cabinet, you find the cup and saucer from which she learned to drink her Norwegian coffee."
Traditions. Isn't that amazing? And remember, you heard it right here on The Good Stuff.